storm. All of my memory into story. Lay me down.
Thank you very much.
All right, hello Vancouver. Huh. Seems like we're a bit quiet. Let me turn this up. Hello Vancouver, you're listening to CITR on FM 101.9, and this is another show of Funk My Life with Ochre. Tonight we've got a couple of interesting Canadian bands, especially a bunch of live ones from all around locally. But first we're going to start things off with a nice danceable three-hit banger. So here we go.
Take it to the first now. thanks to everyone who made a donation to FunDrive 2010. Your continued support of CITR shows that there are people out there looking for something different on the dial. A station not concerned with commercial or mainstream content, but rather programming that covers every conceivable genre of music. Programming that shines a light on exciting local talent. Programming focusing on Canadian content and gender balance that doesn't include Celine, Avril, or Shania. Thank you for donating to FunDrive 2010.
Oh man, that concluding party for the Fun Drive at the Biltmore had an awesome everybody get together and sing 90s cover hits. And I think the crown jewel of the night was when everyone got together to sing Smells Like Teen Spirit, right? All in this big sweaty heap. And anyway, so welcome back to Funk My Life. And this is Ochre, and I will be taking you out to the middle of the night with lots of funk music, lots of soul. And of course, we always start it nice and upbeat. We started it with Big M Booty's Mercy Beats off of Big M Productions, Volume 4. And that's that was released 2 years ago in 2008. And as you could possibly guess, Big M Booty does a lot of bootlegs. So those were that was a bootleg remix. Now, the thing is, I'm not entirely sure who the remix is of. I know who did the original song. So the song is called Mercy Beats, but I'm not sure. It's a remix of a cover. I'm not sure who the cover is. But anyway, he does a bunch of all these like soul and old American classics. The song after that was the High Karate All Stars with the song The Right Track, and that's off of an interesting collaboration of four Canadian DJs. It's with Wicked Lester, who is one of my favorite Motown remixers. It includes DJ Check, Matt the Alien, and as well as small town DJs from, I believe, Calgary. So it's this Canadian four quartet, I guess. They don't work together formally, but they came together to make this, make a bunch of remixes and put it out on the High Karate All-Stars. And that track was called The Right Track. And of course, we just ended it with this pretty new artist. I just heard him on Sunday when I was DJing my friend's art gallery. And the dude's name's El Guincho, and he's from Spain. And that track's called Bombay off of his new Pop Negro LP. And it's really interesting. His style is influenced by indie groups like Animal Collective, and he relies heavily on the use of sampling, but he also combines it with Afrobeat and Tropicália, which we talked about in previous shows of the Brazilian music movement. And the music video for Bombay, you should look this up on YouTube if you can. El Guincho, G-U-I-N-C-H-O, and the song's called Bombay. Look up the music video. It's this surreal summer montage of people doing really primal things, but simple things, such as like holding in an eyeball for a split second and then smashing eggs against faces. And it's very gritty and primal. And I can't really describe it. It's this compilation of extremely surreal videos. Next up, we've got an old classic. This song's called Love Potion Number 9, and it's an old classic. We're talking 1940s, and this is by the group The Clovers.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Day or night, I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
About the money all the time, time, time. People shoot, people die, I, to get that money, get fly, or get high, high. Tell me why. Everybody want a better life. On TV we see things we like, but when we get them we're not satisfied. I can't tell you why, but I know one thing, and that's a fact. If you ain't got no money, then you can't buy that. So we all break the rules and make up our own that we don't stick to. But how far will you go? Until it come to an end, make some bad moves and betray your own friends. Now they're down the ride, roll up on the back and they sneak up on the side. Now you got a laser in your eye, cross your mind, you realize today you're gonna die. Today you're gonna die. So if you think you know, then what you don't know is that you don't know. And gotta keep your ears open, kick it till it's broken, spit until it's spoken. And it's okay to laugh at them even if they ain't joking. And I don't know what but to tell you that you gotta keep hoping. You know I know one thing, and that's a fact. If you ain't got no money, then you can't buy that. So we all break the rules and make up our own that we don't stick to. But how far will you go? Until it come to an end, make some bad moves and betray your own friends. Now they down the ride, roll up on the back and they sneak up on the side. Now you got a laser in your eye, cross your mind, you realize today you're gonna die. Today you're gonna die. So tell me why. Worry about the money all the time. People shooting, people die. To get that money, get fly, open high.
And welcome back to Funk My Life. So those two tracks were The Clovers, Love Potion Number 9, and Everybody Left, Down to Ride. So Love Potion Number 9 was released in 1946, with members forming in a high school in Washington, D.C. So they've been around for a very long time, and the most shocking thing is they still are around, but with mostly different members, of course. A lot of these old soul and Motown groups, they technically are still around, but often with replaced members. And the Clovers are one of those who became really big back in the day. So Love Potion Number 9 was their biggest hit, released in 1959. And that's the other thing about a lot of these older groups, is they stay together for a very long time before they really start hitting it big. And I guess they're kind of like the Wu-Tang Clan of pre-Northern Soul. I mean, they had on their Wikipedia page where it lists all the current and past members, I counted up to 31. And the group has splintered into two groups. One's Johnny Mason's Clovers and the original Clovers featuring Harold Winley. So still around, still doing their thing. And Everybody Left, Down to Ride was the second track, and that's a six-piece indie rock group from Victoria, BC. And Everybody Left often gets compared to Sublime, which, you know, I see that as totally fair, but they do not agree at all with that. They say they don't really see the resemblance. And it started as four musicians doing from their own separate musical backgrounds, mostly in punk rock, and they came together with the goal of making a CD album before CD albums completely died out, and they were successful. Now they're a regular post-ska band, and Down to Ride is their single from their debut self-titled EP. And next up, you know, I actually I actually wonder if I should play the whole track, because it's a very long house track, and it's one that I heard first on, what was it? I think it was Life on Jump Street, one of those dance shows on CITR. And it's this nice, upbeat, happy house sampling of this old soul vocal that is just looped over and over again. And it's a very long song because, you know, it's meant for people to mix in and mix out. And it's also for people who are dancing late into the night, so you can just have the repetition going. So I'm gonna probably just let this one go, and we'll talk about which song it sampled from after we come back.
I got so much love.
Extremely long tail of that song, and the reason they do long tails is that so you can mix out of that, giving you a nice steady rhythm. And so that's my introduction to that song, and all I had to go by were the words "so much love to give," and it wasn't until just this month did I find out what that song's actually from. Once again, from listening to mixtapes, you really get a good idea of where all these, not just these house tracks, but a lot of, you know, top 40s and where all these bass lines come from and where all the samples come from. For instance, one of the biggest shockers was finding out that Prodigy's "Smack My Bitch Up" is actually mostly sampled from classic funk songs like "Kool and the Gang." And it's just amazing what people can do just by taking these samples. So here's the original song. It's "The Real Things." Love's such a wonderful thing.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hey, you're listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, and I am Ochre, taking you to the middle of the night. So that last track was The Real Things, Love Such a Wonderful Thing. And it's off the Love Such a Wonderful Thing 7-inch, which was released in 1977. And The Real Thing is a British soul group formed in 1970. So they're best known for their song, You To Me Are Everything, which reached number one on the UK singles charts, but they didn't really make a dent on the American charts. So they aren't one of the more well-known old, I guess, soul, funky soul groups. And but remixing them has made them relevant. And that's the interesting thing about remixing music, is that you can take something that's 10 years old and remix it, and it can hit the charts again. And that's exactly what happened. So they released, so their best known hit, You To Me Are Everything, was released in 1970. And in the mid 1980s, they had that same song remixed in 1986, You Are To Me Everything. And that remix hit number 5 on the UK charts once again. So that's over a 10-year gap between the chart, between landing on the charts. And a lot of roads, when you listen to these songs, lead down to funk. Like, you hear lots of remixes, you hear so many samples. Cool and the Gang, for instance, James Brown. And it's just really fun sometimes to be digging through all these old music and then hear something that you know immediately is from a song that everybody else knows, but, you know, is just sampled from such an old song that it's kind of a surprise to hear it again. And before that was So Much Love to Give, and that's the Arnold Cost edit. So Much Love to Give is put together by a DJ duo named Together, and Together are two French house DJs, one Thomas Bangalter and two DJ Falcon. The song, yeah, so it just repeats, loves, it just repeats, so much love to give. I've got so much love to give. And it's really neat to hear some of these old tunes and just try to pick out an 8-beat sample that you could play it over and over in your head and see if you could work it into something as well. Because a lot of this stuff is really sort of technically simple, right? You can remix, you can loop it, and then you add a beat, and then you try to find your chord progression, and then you can, you know, easily play around with it until you have a very solid song. And that's exactly what happened. So next we've got, once again, we're going to go back to Canadian live bands, and this is Dojo Workhorse with the track Misbehave. And I heard it just recently on CBC, and they are really good. They're really versatile. They're not exactly a soul band, but this track definitely has that R&B vibe. So here we go.
I want to hold your hand, but you're too cold, and I'm a modern man. I get hot on my own, we got no future, but let's pretend. Come on baby, let me get in. I'm trying to understand you, but you don't know, already weapons grade. You're only 20 years old, we got big problems, but we could fake it. If you want it, I'ma stay on here. Oh girl, let's misbehave. Fuck what your girlfriends say. Let them pay for tomorrow. Their time is borrowed. Give me today.
and give it all. Come alive on me, come arrive on me, undepart from me, steal my heart from me. Love me like you can, love me like you can, love me like you can. I want you to love me like you did when we started. Love me like you can. Get ready, girl, I'm gonna let you in. I'm gonna love again. Love me like I know only you can. I'm coming, baby. Misbehave, fuck what your girlfriends say. Let them pay for tomorrow, their time is borrowed. Give me today. And give it all. Come alive on me, come arrive on me. Undepart from me, steal my heart from me. Love me like you can, love me like you can. Love me like you can. When we started it, love me like you can. Get a ready, girl, I'm gonna let you in. I'm gonna love again. Love me like I know only you can. Let's misbehave, fuck what your girlfriends say. Let them pay for tomorrow, their time is borrowed. Give me today. And give it all to me.
pasa, man?
What's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
More that you can't see. I'm moving up by being what I truly want to be. There ain't no image, babe, in the way of setting this soul free. Chase the dragon again, we're gonna see who gives in. Could relay with this thing in me, trapped in a silence when you lost touch with reality. Feeling the way I feel when you're only loving what you see. Beauty beyond the skin, I'm prayed from within.
You know how
how it goes. You know what I mean? See them in the club wearing all that spandex.
I feel like, you know, man, on stage, I'm trying to, like, you know, do my thing, man. Get the message, yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you feel me, man. You see me up in here wearing, like, you know,
respectable things, you know? Man, I'm not mine, man. I'm trying to get myself together, man. I'm trying to do something for myself.
Yeah.
Ain't trying to, you know, for nobody else.
There's
no need to eye what I've got. You're feeling I'm wrong, but you know that I'm not. You're too cold to know when it's hot. And on this other level, I'll make this shit stop. Damn, the only seed that I got. Planet, I'm strong, right in the spot. The spot could blow for us to show. It's time to unlearn what you know.
Hey guys, welcome back to Funk My Life, and we're just about to close and wrap this one up. We had two really awesome Canadian bands from locally. One, the first song you just heard was Dojo Workhorse with the song Misbehave, and they're a bit of an eclectic band. They play all sorts of different things, and for instance, their album's called Weapons Grade Romantic. And they quote, "In 50 years, we predict a great war between robots and wizards, blurring the lines separating good and evil. When that time comes, you had better have a song in your heart and lightning in your fists." So they definitely don't take themselves too seriously, but they produce a really good song in Misbehave. And their other songs tend to be a little bit more indie rock. Once again, they're really eclectic, and they produce a lot of this stuff just from their basements in Alberta. And the song you just heard is... The song in between the two songs was The Beekeepers, To the Roots. And the track's called To the Roots. And this Beekeepers is not to be confused with Vancouver's Beekeeper. It's singular. And because... the Vancouver's Beekeeper is a more indie rock band. The Beekeepers are from the UK, and they do a lot of these party breakbeat tunes. And they're signed on with Jalapeno Records, so on one of my favorite labels, and that's where you can find a whole bunch of all these new soul and new funk remix DJs. And the last song we heard was Lady Precise, with the tune called Movin', and this is off of More Where This Came From, which was released just 2 years ago in 2008. And Lady Precise has always been a singer-songwriter in Vancouver, but she's originally from... she originally is from Peterborough, Ontario, and grew up with parents who were also artists themselves. So she's been doing the music thing for quite a number of years now. She's also very much into painting, and this is sounding like a dating profile. She has opened for Roy Ayers, Mixmaster Mike, DJ Hubert, Spearhead Culture, Swollen Members, and Holly McNarland. She can be found playing on Saturdays at the Shine Nightclub, and yeah, just really nice, smooth soul. And with that, I guess we are going to close the show. I don't really have much announcements for this weekend. I've got a party, but it's a private party, unfortunately. I get to play at the River Rock Casino, so it's definitely a different venue. I gotta lug those speakers out there from UBC. And let's see, is there any sort of cultural events coming up that I can think of? I guess everyone's really busy with their exams and their final projects, so it's a good time to just sit back and relax. Oh, I know, Spit is going on this weekend. On Friday, there's at the Anza Club is one of the most well-produced parties that I've ever been to. It's by two guys. One of whom is Mike Kushner, who was with the Arts Undergrad Society for many, many years, and he puts on just these amazing, amazing parties. It is what's the politically correct term? It is a gay people themed party. And you do, you know, if you want to go and dress up in very skimpy shorts and leopard prints, it is awesome. People are very friendly. But it's not just for specifically queer people. You know, everyone's invited. And once again, it's one of the best parties that I've seen. It has good music. They put a lot of effort into decorating the place, and the people are just really friendly. I mean, it's a very welcoming community. It's got brilliant colors, and it's just amazing what they can do with the Anza Club, especially since I don't know. I couldn't decorate it too well when I tried throwing a party in there. It was just cut up bits of paper, construction paper, and yeah, that's that. So that's definitely one not to miss. And we have a website coming up. I just ordered the domain name, so we're waiting for funkmylife.com to fully transfer. It should be up by tomorrow, and it's going to be an amazing website. I put a lot of design effort into it. So with that, I think we will bid you guys good night. And once again, we're going to end this off with a little bit of New Jobbies Aurorian Dance.